One other way that we get some information about the interior of our planet is actually from volcanoes. So we talked about how magma chambers rise up. We go through decompression melting. So we have magma. It makes its way to Earth's surface. And as it erupts onto the landscape, sometimes volcanoes pick up pieces of the mantle and the lower crust and bring it up with them. So every now and then, we'll find these really weird-looking rocks that clearly don't belong on the surface. And those are rocks that were picked up and brought to the surface as a part of that magma chamber as it erupted. But again, we're still only looking really at the very uppermost mantle, the lower part of the crust. We're not really getting very deep into the interior of the planet. So we've known the size of our planet for quite some time. And using the size of the Earth and our knowledge of how gravity works, we know the mass of our planet. And so if we go through all these calculations between mass and size and everything else, we can come up with an average density for our planet. And that average density is around 5.5 grams per cubic centimeter. Now, the problem comes when we actually look at rock samples of crust, continental and basaltic crust, that comes from the ocean floor. Those two types of crusts have different densities, but neither of them is close to that 5.5 grams per cubic centimeter density that the overall planet has. So we have to consider, how are we going to make the density of our planet much greater than what just oceanic and continental crust might suggest that density should be? And we're going to see that the answer to that higher density comes from what's going on with our core. Our core is an iron nickel alloy, and that's where that density increase comes from. And we'll see that we infer that it's an iron nickel alloy, not only from the presence of the magnetic field, but also from other pieces of information that help us to understand that. So, what's one way that we can peer into the interior of the planet just a little bit and try to understand physical differences in the different parts of the interior of the Earth? One way that we actually do this, that you might not think of, is we actually look at earthquake waves. So as these waves travel through our planet, they're going to bring a little bit of information with them, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what's going on down there. So earthquakes tend to be concentrated along plate boundaries, and just like throwing a pebble into a pond, they're going to create waves. There are a variety of different waves that are generated during an earthquake when Earth ruptures or rock breaks. Surface waves are the ones that, by their name, travel along the surface. And these don't really go down through the Earth very well, but they travel along the surface. So these don't tell us a whole lot about what's going on down there, but we're going to see there are a couple other different types of waves that do help. So we have our surface waves that are going to shake our surface really hard. These are the ones that we as humans think the most of because they're the ones that interact with us, whether we're ready for it or not. So when you have buildings falling down and freeways collapsing and your china getting knocked off the shelf, those are surface wave damages that are caused by the shaking of the surface. Earthquakes also create two other kind of waves. They're both called body waves. The first one is called a primary wave, or a P wave, P standing for primary, and secondary, or S waves. Now, these two waves move in slightly different ways, and that's why they get two different names. They also move at different speeds.